The United States is the only country in the world that was founded based not on blood or land, but based on a law, the Constitution. Hillary Clinton is running for an office, the presidency, whose powers and duties are defined by that law. The most important power that that law gives the president is to be commander-in-chief of the armed forces to protect the country. That law imposes really only one substantive duty on the president, and that is, as written in the Constitution, to take care that the laws be faithfully executed. That law, the Constitution, specifically requires that before taking up those powers and duties, the president swear to an oath, and it's the only oath that's set forth in the Constitution, to faithfully execute the office and to preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution. Hillary Clinton took a similar oath before she became Secretary of State. You know what that adds up to? What that adds up to is that Hillary Clinton is asking the people of this country, the people of the United States, to make her the first president in history to take the constitutional oath of office after already having violated it.